get this illegal alien.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of War Room Live is on. AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Share that address as a new home of the Alex Jones operation, formerly known as InfoWars. I'm going to go now to Thomas Massie. There were a bunch of bombshell clips out of Thomas Massie's interview with Tucker Carlson. Here's a very important one. Let's watch.
I had concerns at the beginning of January when the U.S. government overthrew Maduro and arrested him and his wife and brought them to New York. I predict he will not testify in open court because that would not be good for the U.S. government if he did that. But whatever, that happened. And then there was this scramble to get rich off the oil assets of Venezuela. And I noticed that one of the people who's funding the campaign against you now, Paul Singer, one of the richest people in the world already, always eager to get richer for some reason, was involved in a Venezuela-related business deal shortly before that in that exercise. Am I misremembering this?
No, this is the one exception. This is why I have to say 95% of the money motivated against me is because of Israel. There, I've got to reserve 5% for Paul Singer in Venezuela. He's known for buying troubled assets, distressed assets, and then a lot of times destroying the company or leveraging the company to get things or the country.
Yes.
He's
Argentina.
A big player in this. And it should not be lost on the voters in Kentucky that this billionaire bought Citgo, which was the formerly nationalized oil company of Venezuela, for pennies on the dollar, and completed that transaction just a few weeks before we invaded Venezuela. And the, you know, it was such a good deal to get this company because it looks like, well, under the current regime and the current rules and the current deals that Citgo has, that this stock is appropriately pennies on the dollar, but it goes from pennies on the dollar to dimes on the dollar, and somebody can triple, quadruple, or get 10 times their money for that distressed asset that they bought at a bargain basement price if the political forces change and then the U.S. government, in fact, the U.S. military gets involved in making sure that Citgo's assets are safe and can be producing oil and refining it into gasoline. So if you can ask an AI. This is one of the cool things about AI, right? Like if you're sitting at home watching this, ask how much money did Paul Singer stand to make by the U.S. invasion of Venezuela? And it will tell you he stands to make, at least when I queried it, he stands to make more than anybody else on the overthrow of Maduro, and that it could be in the billions of dollars. And this is the guy who's paying for the ad that says, I'm having a thruple with AOC and Ilhan Omar and running the AI of it in Kentucky so that the older people who still think that AI is artificial insemination for their cattle are going to wonder how that was created with artificial insemination. And that's like from start to finish, that's the corruption. There it is. And they're going to try to buy the seat. And if they get away with it, it's like, this is a referendum. I don't think you're going to vote your way out of this. If I lose, I think it's bleak.
Well, yeah, because it means that people with business before the government can use part of their proceeds to crush anyone who questions the deals that they're benefiting from.
Correct. And it's happening.
My concern is that this is an even bigger concern with what's happened in the current administration. If the lesson is that no matter who you vote for, things stay the same or get worse, then there's no pressure relief valve for the society and people get radical.
So much.